Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast, a podcast all about the influencering, being YouTubers, the beauty world, what's going on, our experiences, our lives. I'm Robert Welsh.
And I'm James Welsh. You made that sound way more like epic than it is.
Well, like this is one amazing podcast. Wow. This is my life-changing, amazing podcast. You know, rock and roll.
Yeah, you haven't lived until now.
Yeah. Listen, how have you been, James? You're back from Korea.
I'm back. Listen, we're recording ahead, so I haven't actually been yet.
We
hope I've come back from Korea. I'm presuming it was good and or bad.
Yes, and the flight was great or and turbulent.
Turbulent. Who knows? We're all going to find out soon.
Right, exactly right. Exactly right.
That's exactly it, isn't it?
Yes.
Listen, the weather's taken a turn for the cold and I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. I was wearing a hoodie yesterday inside.
Oh my God, I'm wearing a hoodie now?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It really is autumnal.
It's freezing in this world. Do you know what though? I feel like I'm still waiting for autumn. Like I'm waiting for the leaves. Yeah. Why are the leaves not dying? I don't wish death
upon them.
Because
it's still September.
Oh, how do you mean?
It doesn't happen in October.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Summer's like that hot, like there's still sometimes it's still a bit warm, you might need a fan on the occasional night,
but like the other day it was randomly 26, like why was it 26?
Exactly.
No,
like
reason.
You still need to wear socks inside, it's not that hot, but don't get carried away.
Sure.
Yeah. Listen, Jess, I have a question for you. Is there anything you've been loving this week?
Yes.
You can't just, you know what, just say no.
No. I don't think, I'm kind of in this in-between stage where I come to the end of kind of like testing all my sponsorships that, or like people that wanted me to work with them and, you know, saying yes or no to certain brands. And, you know, I'm kind of back to my basic routine that I do between kind of testing products.
Yeah.
Just kind of keep my skin happy and comfortable. So at the moment, no. Oh, actually, do you know what? What I will say, we had an episode about Lazieri last week. And one product that I really do love, I do not think you have to spend this amount of money on skincare, is my SK2 Essence.
That's a classic one.
It's a classic.
Everyone seems to... That's like, I'll put that down, classic with like creme de la mer, the cream.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the thing. It brings back memories. It works just as well as any other more affordable essence. But for me, it really does bring some nostalgia.
Nice.
Yeah. How about you?
So recently, I purchased and received the new Disney Villains collection from Besame Cosmetics. They had a whole new collection for D23, which is like this Disney like summit almost, where everyone goes to this place and does things. And they had the most... One thing I like about Besame, right? When they release a collection that is Disney related, the research that goes into it is perfect. It's not like they've just put, you know, characters on the packaging and they release
and
like
then
this
picked
beige
colors from them.
They get colors from the original sales of the films. So this collection, there were three items I got because the other ones couldn't be shipped to the UK. But one of them was Ursula's shell that she has around her neck.
Oh, I saw
so, that. Yeah, so it's this really nice shell that looks like the one from the film. They almost look like film props. And then inside is this gold, like, highlight with, like, gold leaf-looking stuff inside it. Really nice. Of course, I'm never going to use it. The other one is Maleficent's ring. So it's her black ring. Yeah, she has this ring on her finger. And then you open it up and there's a little picture of her inside, but it's like a solid perfume, which is like a rose smell. It isn't overpowering rose, like drawliner rose. Like, it's a nice rose. And then the other one I have is Evil Queen's. It's a potion book or spell book, but that's a really cute one as well. You open it up and there's a little bit of like information inside. And then there's the actual palette, which again, I'm not going to use. No. But Besame, if you love Disney and makeup, they do the most film prop like, they almost bring like the cartoon props to life and they just do the best collections. Just so watch out for them. They're always a good one.
Yeah. Do you not get the ones you can't get shipped to the UK sent to, like, an American shipping?
Well, I worry about it because I've had... Did I tell you about the time I ordered that Selena fragrance?
No.
So Selena, not Gomez, Selena Quintanilla, she released fragrances in the early 90s, I think it was, or sometime in the 90s. And I found one on eBay. It was in its original packaging. It was like some guy just selling it because his mum got it. Didn't know, you know, the value.
Oh my God.
It was great. So I shipped it from eBay, which was ridiculous because they now have this thing where they check the packages. Do you know what they fucking did to it? Because they couldn't ship it to the US.
Destroyed it. No.
I was like, are you kidding? I was like, this is like a collectible item. Can you send it to my American address instead? So now I worry that anything I buy, I got refunded and a guy got refunded from eBay. But I was just like, what a complete waste of like an amazing item.
Oh,
so now I worry with things that are like fragrances or flammable. I get a little bit like, I don't want to run
Well, when I get it sent to ship it to, non-sponsored because they're really expensive.
Yeah.
You just have to tick that it's flammable.
Yeah, true.
And they put it in that bag full of sand.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Oh, that's a shame. That's so annoying. Did you get it in the end?
No. That's it. It's gone forever. Unless they put it back on eBay. Some products they get rid of and some they resell, but I can't find it. So hopefully someone who works there has kept it and is appreciating it.
Yeah, knows what it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's that then. Let's go to a break. Wait, did you finish what you were saying? Yeah. Let's go to... Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ages ago. You actually carried it. You've done your bit.
Sure.
I wasn't saying anything.
You know what? Let's take a break. I clearly need it. And we're going to break now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back from break now. Listen, today's subject is a really controversial one.
Oh, you might unsubscribe from us after
this.
Yeah, so controversial. It's so contrary.
It's so contrary. We're going to talk about some... What are we talking about again?
What we feel are some of the worst brand and product launches of all time ever.
Ever. And E-F-F-E-R. Some brands really did just try to release something that's like, but why?
Yeah, like what is actually wrong with Chew?
Exactly. So should we just do it?
I think before we get in, let's
preface
this by saying I do think in a time where makeup and skincare and beauty brands in general are constantly trying to launch stuff and launch the next viral thing and the next big whatever, they don't have come out with some shit. And I feel like it's really desperate. And I just feel like that most brands are at a point where I feel like they don't actually care what they're launching anymore.
No, same. It's kind of like a disposable collection. One and then onto the next. Doesn't matter what the other one's about.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to start?
I'm going to start. Have we spoke about this already? And it's the Winky Luxe and Applebee's collection.
I don't think so. I've not heard of this.
Oh my god, vile. So,
what's Applebee's?
Applebee's is the restaurant chain in the US.
What do they do?
Really cheap food, but I really like it and everyone thinks it's gross.
Oh, I love stuff like that though.
Oh, I love it. So they launched a collection with a brand called Winky Luxe, who I really like. I think they do some really nice products. And they launched these glosses, which are the flavor and the smell of sauces on chicken.
That sounds good.
Sounds incredible. I used it. I bought all four of them. I put one of them on and I nearly threw up.
No.
I was gagging. It was hitting the back of my throat. It was in my chest. No. You know when a dog does a really spiteful fart and it's like sour? And you accidentally breathe it in too much and it stays in your chest for a little bit. You're like, oh my God. It's like that. They are so specific and so real that it just is wrong. And I've seen people try it and they're also gagging and nearly throw it. Like the smell and the taste is unbearable. Like it's way too much. It's almost, and it's not just like a little bit like, oh, a lip balm that smells like bacon. It's not like that. It is full on. The colours are great, don't get me wrong, colours look really beautiful, but the smell and the taste are I just can't describe it. I just can't describe how awful they are. And what I think of in my head is, one, what were you thinking? It's a great collection. I love, like, collections that just don't make sense. Like,
me too.
Makeup and Applebee's, or like when I don't know. It just, you know, like that
nail
shouldn't be a thing.
That cheese nail varnish.
The
I
cheese
think
nail varnish. Great. What a great time. Yeah. You know, like I think that's a really great like branding. I love branding things like that. Yeah. You know, like I'm such a fool for it. So that's when I saw this. I was like, oh my god, how kooky, strange. Let me get them. But it's just a step too far. It's the most horrendous thing. And I love Applebee's food. I know people like it's gross, but listen, I'm a bit gross. And I just think it was too much. Especially the, what is it? I've kept them because I don't know what to do with them.
I want to try them. Keep them. And
They cost a lot of money and they just, they're vile. They are so vile. And I've kept them because I don't want to get rid of them because I spent money on them. So I'm like,
keep them as like a collector's item.
Yeah, as an April Fool's thing. But the colours are great. But one thing that goes through my mind is like, imagine putting on this like barbecue sauce lip gloss, which I quite like the taste and smell of barbecue sauce, but this is too much.
Sauce. Yeah. Okay.
And then reapplying that throughout the day.
Yeah,
it just doesn't make sense. If it's like a what is it, salt and pepper one?
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, all of it is just way, way too much. It's just and you know what as well is, I loved Winky Luxe before, but now when I get an email from them about a new product, I delete it instantly. Like, I don't want to know anymore. I'm like, you know what, fuck you, you put me through that experience, I don't
for doing
do
that
it.
Go fuck yourself, Winky Luxe.
I'm just not interested. And it's like this kind of like, part of me is like, did they make it this disgusting to go viral? You know,
maybe,
what I mean?
Maybe, you know.
I don't know. I mean, they didn't exactly go viral. It wasn't like the viral thing of the season, but
I think like when people first started doing like the food palette, pizza palette, like things went viral, but I think it's more of like an oddity now than like a curiosity.
Exactly.
People are like, that's weird, I don't care about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than, oh, how cute, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly that.
Right, listen, we can't talk about worst product launches without talking about Trisha Paytas's skincare line. This was one of the worst concepts, packaging, creation, collaboration skincare products of all time.
Do they still sell it?
In my opinion, no. After everything kicked off. So, so Trisha Paytas created, if you don't know, created a skincare line with her esthetician. Now, this esthetician had a YouTube channel where she kind of like documented her esthetician studio practice. I don't really know what you call them. Yeah. Everything that went on, including Trisha Paytas coming in and them launching a skincare line. Now, this esthetician wasn't really known for her cleanliness. There's a clip where a dog goes for a shit in her studio.
Are you joking?
Yeah, honestly. She actually doesn't have any licenses. And when she first works on a client, she has to do this big, long disclaimer that she has no license to be doing this. It's more of a hobby for her. And, you know, she's gifting her talent on... She has a talent for it.
Sure.
Right. So first of all, you have to kind of question, you know, her intentions when it comes to the skincare line. And then we see the skincare line is launched. Trisha Paytas launches this kind of like tongue-in-cheek advert for it, which I thought was kind of funny. I think it was a piss take of the Proactive Jessica Simpson. I think it was Proactive advert from way back when. And, you know, it's heavily filtered and all that kind of stuff. Like, whatever. It's Trisha Paytas. I don't know what people expect.
Right.
But then there were clips of her kind of like mixing this product in like a big tub. And then there were videos of them like fulfilling orders in a room just off that. Do you know what I mean? And it screamed white label. And it kind of like, you know, which is fine. Like a lot of brands start off with white label products. But what happened here was that they didn't even list their ingredients. They didn't know what was in their products. The sunscreen didn't have any sunscreen filters in it. No, actually, I lied. It had every single sunscreen filter in it because they didn't know what was in it. They had mineral sunscreen filters listed in it that you would have seen as a white cast on your skin, but there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing in them. The products were curdled. The packaging looked like cheap, kind of like toy beauty counter kind of like packaging. The whole thing was just such a mess, and there was such a backlash from it. I do think partly because of the video I made. Like, that's one of my one times where like I was on like drama channels. Like,
oh, no way.
Like, James Welsh calls Trisha Paytas blah, 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 the worst line ever. Then a lot of TikTokers were posting the clips of like the dog pooing in the thingy. You know, and all the
poor
backlash.
Poor dog. I know.
The real victim here is the dog.
Yeah.
All the backlash just kind of led to the brand them just going quiet and not selling it anymore. But
did they sell out or did they...
No.
Okay.
No. Well, it was one of those things, wasn't it, where like, no, I don't think they did. But I do think there was a point where it's like, we're selling out, but I don't think they did. It's one of those ones where they just obviously like shipped to order kind of thing.
Right,
the products
right.
smelt so bad. They smelt so bad. I was scared to use them, to be honest with you, but I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But just terrible. I think the concept was terrible as well. I kind of like get what they were going for, but it was like, it was meant to be kitsch, but it was just shit. Like,
it was shit.
I mean? It was really bad. Really, really bad.
Like, so great theming idea, but also let's, like, come on.
Yeah. But that's the thing, though. I was like, why is Trisha Paytas launching a skincare? Like, no, do you know what? The concept is good in a sense that this is my esthetician who helped with my skin. We created the skincare line to help, you know, achieve at-home results of what you can get seeing an esthetician. It's kind of what, like, human race. What's his name? Not Will Ferrell. What's he called?
Pharrell Williams.
Yeah, did with his dermatologist. You know, he's known for his great skin. So that kind of makes sense. But, oh my God, it was so shit. It was so shit. Everything smelled like petrol. I don't know if it's just my thing, but it was so bad.
Yeah. That's another case of somebody trying to jump on a skincare trend and make some money, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Tarot.
So my next one is Fenty's release with Mischief. Is it pronounced Mischief?
Where the little ketchup
packets. Now, if you don't know who Mischief are, they're like notorious for their like Satan shoes they did with Little Nas X, and their illegal chips, which was a trio of potato chip flavors based on foods that are prohibited in the United States. like maggot cheese and things like that.
What the fuck is a maggot cheese? And
pufferfish, I think it's just things that I have no idea what that is.
Right.
So okay. They released this kind of set with Fenty, which were a few packets in this box. And in some of them, you either got a packet of ketchup, and they look like little tear ones that you get in like any place, or mm-hmm. you get it could be one of Fenty's Gloss Bomb Lip Luminizer, which is a great lip gloss. When I first saw this, I was like, oh my god, how fun. Like, so what cute. A great. And then I started thinking about it, right? And I was like, how do you use this? Like, what situation do I use this in? And to be fair, it's not outrageously priced. It's $25. Which I guess is kind of like...
I guess it's like a one-off game, which is expensive for a load of shit you're going to throw away.
So, right, so there's 6 packets in there. So I'm guessing 3 of them would be ketchup and 3 of them would almost be like sample sachet size of this gloss.
Or is it just Russian roulette? Like, you might not get any.
I don't know. Mm. So you either get a lip gloss or... But how do you know what I mean when I say how do you use this?
Mm.
Like, when, unless you're a content creator and are going to play some kind of like funny game with it or something like that, like, how do you use it?
Yeah, it's more like a publicity stunt, yeah. Knowing that it would get like remarks and PR.
Right. Like, as a consumer, reviews. As a collector, I get it. As a content creator, I get it. But if you buy it, say you're just someone who, you know, isn't online, just wants to buy it for fun. Like, when do you.
Like, what are you going to do?
Like, what you get, like, open it by alone and be like, oh my god, it's ketchup. Let me just try and find one that's a gloss. You know? It's...
Yeah.
I don't get it. I get it, but then I don't get it. I like the idea, but I also don't like the idea. You know?
I think, like, for mischief, I think it's funny. I think it's, like, interesting. Yeah. It's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I do think it's like, fun.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, oh, it's just a load of plastic and waste. Like, you know, like every so often, guys, you can buy some plastic you can't recycle.
You absolutely can.
Just once a year, like,
yeah,
you know,
give yourself a break.
Gift yourself a break. But yeah, I kind of agree. Like, what is the point? Like, at least with the shoes, you can wear them, right? You get some good use. I wanted those shoes. I would try to join the waiting list for it. They're so nice. But yeah, I don't get it.
No, I don't understand. I just, like, fine. But also, like, Fenty have done a few questionable things recently in terms of releases. I think they're trying to come up with some collector's items as well. Have you seen their lipstick release?
Is it, like, $200 or something?
I don't know, but it's, like, covered in whatever, like, diamonds or whatever.
Yeah,
and their lipstick formula is great, and I do love the refillable case, and it's a nice case, and it all works really well. But I don't... Fenty is a great brand, but I don't think they're quite at the collector's stage. Yeah,
not
do you know what
yet.
I mean?
No.
Like, they don't do pieces. They do makeup.
Yeah.
And I love Fenty, but... Yeah, just questionable, I guess, rather than the worst release. You know what I mean?
Yeah. My next worst release, right, and we talked about this earlier, is the Nude Sticks and Magnet Beauty Tool Set. This has to be... So, this is almost Swiss Army knife.
Oh, I need to Google this because this is...
Oh, my God.
...the strangest thing.
It's What's on it Look called? Fantastic. It's called Nude Sticks... Beauty Magnet Tool Set. And imagine, like, tools with magnets at the bottom that all stick together. And in this, we have a derma roller, we have a blackhead extractor, we have a rose quartz roller, a pair of tweezers, and an under eye roller. And it is the most useless piece of shit I've ever seen.
Yeah, that is oh my god.
So let's discuss why, though. So I believe this was in collaboration with an esthetician who I'm unaware of. And what I question is, why is a licensed esthetician who knows about skin encouraging extractions and at home derma rolling when it's something that is constantly, constantly urged not by not professionals to not to do at home? Right. I mean, now when they first launched, I didn't see any replaceable heads for the derma roller, which they now do. However, you can't keep this sanitary. You can clean it, then what? Shove it in a drawer?
Right,
there's no cover for the derma roller. You know, what? Like, why do you need tweezers? What do you need tweezers for? Everyone's got their own pair of tweezers. Exactly. Why do you need it in a set with barely any grip on?
Right,
and then extractions. we're urged not to do our own extractions, and especially the demographic that I'm guessing this is for, whilst they have a huge range of age brackets in their advertising, people in their 30s, 40s aren't buying this shit. It's going to be kids who think this is a Barbie Swiss Army knife.
That and, like, the tweezers is very puzzling, because your balance is going to be way off, because you've got all this other crap hanging from the bottom. If you're tweezing your eyebrows, you can't have all this shit hanging. Imagine, like, attaching tweezers to your car keys.
And then, what's the fucking point?
And then having all this crap falling off the end while you're trying to tweeze your eyebrows. Yeah. No.
Well, obviously, these all separate, right? You know, they all come
off. Oh,
apart.
They all come off. They all come God. Apart, yeah. Oh, I thought they just all crimp on.
No. They all come. So that's the magnet part of it, right? But still, you're right with the balance, because look at the tweezers. You're holding it right
at the tip. The
tweezers
are still terrible.
But also, what the fuck has tweezers got to do with skincare? Why is this a skincare set? Like, it's stupid. Like, at what point are you being like, oh, I need my extractor and my tweezers. Oh, actually, that makes sense. People are going to be picking up their blackheads with the tweezers. Do you know what I think would be way more useful than the tweezers and half this stuff is even just a skincare spatula to take out your products with.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But do you know what? There is just no need for this. This is a perfect example of a brand launching shit that they're trying to make interesting and go viral that just isn't needed. Like, what the fuck is...
So
the roller is shit. The roller is terrible. It's tiny. It's thin. Mm. Like, it's not going to do anything. Mm. I actually was gifted this. And the plastic that goes through the roller touches your skin more than the stone does.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because you're putting a certain pressure on it. It's honestly one of the most puzzling launches I think I've ever come across.
Weird.
It's 60 quid. No, do you know, it's £80. You can save £20 at the moment. 80 quid for, and do you know, it's the cheapest feeling bunch of plastic I've ever felt. I absolutely hate this.
It looks
shit.
Like you got it as a free gift at a fair.
Yes. Or each bit comes out of a Christmas cracker.
Yeah.
Yeah, terrible.
Really bad. Okay, wait, do I have one more? Okay, so my
if
last
you have one.
Yeah. Is, and I think I spoke about this a few times, and I swear we spoke about it on here before, is the Becca Clear Foundation.
Oh, it's just stupid.
It's a primer.
Even I know this is shit, yeah.
It's a skin blurring and thingy is a primer. So, okay, so here's the deal, right? Clear foundation. You think of the word foundation, you expect coverage, or even for it to even out the skin. That's what foundation does. Nothing about this product did any of that. It was like, it blurs your skin. So does, like, Porfessional, or so does something else. It's a silicone-based primer in a tub that's harder, so it looks something different. I don't know if it has silicones in it, to be fair. And it mattifies. It's nano blur. That's all it was. So to call it a foundation is completely wrong, completely, like, not what it is at all, and just a waste of everyone's time. Like, it's you wonder why they go out of business, and it's because they probably invested all this money into this shitty product that was meant to do what was it meant to do? Be like a revolutionary product? Because it didn't do anything.
No, the before and afters on their website as well literally just showed someone with shiny skin and then mattified skin,
right?
There was
no difference. They were honest before and afters, and I think people expected much more. Call something a foundation. Imagine me being like, James, this is a clear concealer, put it on under your eyes, and it's just an eye cream.
Yeah, it's shit.
Like, you would expect concealer coverage, brightening, you know, and it just didn't do any of that. I think it was such a waste of... I wonder how much money they invest in something like that.
I mean, I feel like it was their downfall. Yeah. I feel like this is possibly what put them out of business in the end.
Yeah, insane. Now, if they created that and maybe put a bit of colour in it, and was like luminous foundation, because they're known for their glow or glow tint or something, you know, they're known for that. It's that would have been a lot better. But they ruined it. They ruined it for themselves. They ruined, you know, they ruined Christmas that year.
For everyone.
I'm going to say it. They ruined Christmas and New Year.
And I think everyone knew, though. I think, like, the only people that I saw retrying it were reviewers who usually do, like, is it worth it? Yeah, oh, trying this crazy. Yeah. Doing. I don't think anyone was interested in genuinely buying it whatsoever.
No.
My last one.
Yeah.
Is... do you know Ellen DeGeneres had a skincare line?
I knew she tried to do something that was just ridiculous that no one cared about.
Yeah, and that's the issue. It's called Kind Science, right? And since its launch, I can't even remember what it was. They've only got 46,000 followers on Instagram. Bearing in mind this is Ellen DeGeneres, right? who is watched by millions. So, you know, I think that just kind of shows how there's no interest in the brand whatsoever. And they are, of course, one of these brands that's clean beauty, no parabens. You know, they rely on the nature side of things. And I think it was just so shit and so ugly. Like, the packaging all has wooden lids. And for me, that is like a no-go for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, it's just horrible. But the issue is it's nothing new. And the whole concept was to help your skin age safely through kind science. Like, there's something help else happening in the world.
Help your skin age safely.
Yeah.
As to
all the chemicals your skin in your being dangerous products.
While it's aging.
Right. Yeah. And this is the thing, is that they are a brand who say, you know, it's like a privilege to age. You know, we're not an anti-aging brand. Which, you know, great. Oh, you're anti-aging. But it was just like, no one gave a shit. Like, I think the launch was shit.
Because everyone found out Ellen was an asshole.
Honestly, the worst time to launch anything.
Yeah. I don't know why any brand got involved with her. There was a reason her show was ending. And there was a reason people were finding out that she wasn't the nicest person like she tries to be. Basing her whole brand on kindness when everyone's literally found out you're one of the worst people ever.
You can't just cry and pretend you're kind to everyone.
No, exactly.
But yeah, the one of the worst. And that's the thing, just no one cared about it. Much like Becca, Invisible Foundation. I don't think people genuinely were interested in it whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not at all. No. Not at all. Well, all right. Well, that's some of the worst launches in our opinions. I'm sure I have more that I could go on to say.
Oh, I could do many more.
You know what? Let's see what the new year brings. In terms of terrible releases. I've been Robert Welsh.
And I've been James Welsh.
Follow us on Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast on Instagram if you have it. If not, don't worry about it. We're here still.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Or are we? No.
You'll find out next week.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.